Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It may now just be emerging that Roberts, the new Supreme Court Chief Justice, is anti-gun, and that is confirmed now from multiple sources, including CBS News. But at least we are successfully shooting down Myers, who is overtly bad on every front. If you're a conservative, she's bad. If you're a liberal, she's bad. If you're a truth lover and a freedom lover, she's really bad. Every angle. And I was talking to somebody last night, a little bird, just a little bird that might work in the White House. I'll put it to you that way. And if the conservatives only knew the full details of Myers, and that's as far as I'm going to go. But, folks, this source is right there. And, Myers is pretty trendy. We'll just leave it there for you today. All the big money she gave to the Democrats, that's the tip of the iceberg. So what? Give money to Bill Clinton and Al Gore. They're all just operatives of the Bush crime family to begin with, but Myers has withdrawn the Supreme Court nomination, and now have they worn us out? Now will they try Alberto Gonzalez on us? They sent that trial balloon up, remember, and Bush in two different speeches and press conferences mentioned in a speech and a press conference that that would probably be his pick, and people began actually having convulsions of anger because it's so overt. I heard some mealy-mouthed neocon caller last night call into one of the Genesis broadcasts, and the host was talking about how George Bush is out Clinton and Clinton, and the caller says, "I just can't believe that about W. I just, you know, we got to trust him. Myers must be good if W says she is." I mean, what is your major malfunction? You guys will defend Bush no matter what he does. He could take your grandpa's shotgun out of your gun case, melt it down right in front of you, and you would still go, "That's conservative." It is not conservative. All right, I'm already beating a dead horse. We'll give you more details of this after the break. Dozens have been subpoenaed in hospital deaths in Louisiana, according to AP, but the police, FEMA, none of them are going to get arrested. None of them are going to get in trouble. And that's where the lion's share of the culpability lies. And I guess with some of the people who died, with some of their children, I mean, if my parents were stuck in a nursing home and the police were trying to stop me from getting into them and they were dying, let me just tell you something right now. They'd be burying me. I'd die trying. And that's not like some, ooh, that's a radical, courage-laden statement. Something's wrong with you if you wouldn't kill to save your children or your parents or your wife. But even with a wife, I don't think it goes as deep as children or parents. Folks, I just remember the story of the parish emergency manager who wasn't allowed in for like 4 days. The media made a big deal that the parish president was wrong. It wasn't 5 days. It was 4 days. Oh, okay. Wasn't allowed in. I mean, he was the emergency management head there in the county, and FEMA wouldn't let him in, and his mother died. Now, I tell you, you get in the way of me and my mama, you're going to be in some serious, you're going to have a serious problem. And, I mean, I just can't believe we've been this domesticated. You sit right there while your mama dies, you understand? Yes, sir, I'll sit right here while my mama dies. Who wouldn't go save their mother? All right, we'll talk about this, talk about the indictments, it's all coming up.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has arisen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, everyone's hyperventilating, turning blue in the face, waiting to hear how many of the king's men are going to be indicted. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put George Bush, the little cokehead homosexual, together again. All right, now I'm really out of control today, ladies and gentlemen. I think you're beginning to realize that. I'm just getting sick and tired of all of it. Rabin's memorial, the 10th anniversary of when Israel, elements in their government, killed Yitzhak Rabin, and we have the amazing reporter who's written for the Jerusalem Post, you name it, joining us. Rabin's memorial, the 10th anniversary, Rabin memorial postponed so Clinton can attend, and we'll get into how he was murdered. That's coming up in the middle of the next hour. And a bunch of other issues out of Israel. It aired on Israeli television. It was in a few of the major newspapers. Barry Hamish had written about it before, but he was shocked to see them admit it. And what were they shocked to see? The ringworm children, translated in Hebrew as 100,000 rays. And, of course, they gave them the dehumanizing name, the ringworm children, you know, as if they were some type of worm or something. simply put, it is athlete's foot on your head or on your skin. A certain type of fungus grows in a circle, in a circular pattern, similar to how you'll see circular patterns of moss or algae or fungus growing on a rock under a tree. And so it will make your hair fall out in the area where the fungus grows. And, you know, old wives' tale superstition is that's ringworm. But they had lots of reasons. That's just something that, a term that got seized upon by the government, I guess, to kind of demonize the children, was to just give it the term ringworm. But they would tell the children, you're going to have dental work done, or you're going to be checked for lice, or you're going to have a treatment for ringworm, even when they didn't have a ringworm. And pretty much everybody's had ringworm one time or another. I mean, I've never had it where it made my hair fall out, or, you know, where I got a really big bloody circle. But if you've ever, spring ends, it's warm weather, you go swimming at the local pool, you get a sunburn, and then all of a sudden you get maybe on your leg or your chest a little bitty white circle, just teeny little spots. Well, that's fungus, and the sun killed it. Why am I doing a dissertation on fungus? That's not what we're talking about. See, I have problems focusing. Maybe I need Ritalin, but maybe I need radiation. Maybe I need to be given 35,000 times the safe level because our government loves us. I wonder if I'm going to be criticized by the ADL. I'm wondering if there'll be a big intelligence report about me, as there has in the past, full of complete lies, things I never said, because I'm about to try to defend the memory of these murdered children, because I'm against killing Jewish children. Yes, and I'm against Arnold, who says he admires Hitler, so I must like Hitler. I'm not even being sarcastic now, folks. This is how crazy things have gotten. So this is Barry Hamish writing. The Ringworm Children, directed by David Belhassen and Asher Himas, recently won the prize for best documentary at the Haifa International Film Festival, and in the past year has made the rounds of Jewish and Israeli film festivals around the world, but it had yet to come to Israeli television screens. But it did, ladies and gentlemen, and let me just read from this article that Barry Hamish wrote for Israel Insider. In 1951, the Director General of Israeli Health Ministry, Dr. Chaim Sheba, flew to America and returned with 7 X-ray machines supplied to him by the American Army. They were to be used in mass atomic experiments with an entire generation of Sephardi youths to be used as guinea pigs. Every Sephardi child was to be given 35,000 times the maximum dose of X-rays through the head. For doing so, the American government, this is all admitted now, paid the Israeli government 300 million Israeli liras a year. The entire health budget was 60 million at the time a year. The money paid by the Americans is equivalent to billions of dollars today. To fool the parents of the victims, the children were taken away on school trips. Good reason to have your kids in public school. Oh, by the way, of course, this went on here, too. That's a whole other subject. Your loving government murders children with extreme enjoyment. But let's give all our firearms up to the government. You know, let's reverse the order of things where the government is now our boss and we're disarmed and the nice men in black masks keep us safe. To fool the parents of the victims, the children were taken away on school trips, and their parents were later told that X-rays were the treatment for the scourge of scalpel ringworm. Oh, 6,000 of the children died shortly after their doses were given, while many of the rest developed cancers that killed them over time. And most of them actually died in a year. I've got more documents on this. And are still killing them today. While living, the victims suffered from disorders such as epilepsy, amnesia, Alzheimer's disease, chronic headaches, and psychosis. And folks, they took healthy, happy little children, as the communist government, the socialist government of Israel, the Zionist labor leaders of it, that's what Hamish calls them, Israel's labor Zionist founders, they saw them as cattle. And by the way, these are the same people that when Hitler said, and this is admitted, $2 million, and you can have millions of Jews. Just a small bounty, we'll let you have them. And the head Zionist at the time wrote, one cow in Palestine is worth more than all the Jews in Europe. Either they're only sent here, not to Europe or the U.S., or you can kill them. Now, that's on record. And I'm sorry the ADL doesn't want you to know that. I mean, I'm really sorry about that. But they can't hide it, and a whole bunch of universities have been reporting on it. It's public. These were published, the major Zionist publications of the time, letters to Hitler, communiques. There's a whole squadron of Jewish groups constantly exposing this. They're outraged. You had family killed. And the moral of the story is that the Zionist leadership of Israel, people calling themselves the current crop of Zionists that founded Israel, actually see the Jews of Israel as cattle just as much as they see everybody else as cattle, or insects, or useless feeders, eaters. I mean, it's really disgusting. And I don't know why Steven Spielberg and people like that don't expose it. I mean, I guess they really just don't care. It's all hot air, folks. It's all political correct bull. You know, nowadays you say, hey, I'm against our borders being wide open and losing all our jobs. Oh, you're probably anti-Semitic. You know, I think we should cut taxes, so that's good for anti-Semitic. You know, I think the World Bank documents are showing that they're trying to destroy economies by design. It's very predatory. Oh, shut up. Talk about a World Bank or IMF. Code word. They actually have manuals that say it's code word. Oh, really? When Joseph Stiglitz, the chief economist at the World Bank, quit and released these documents, was he code wording then? I mean, what does this even mean? It's something to shut off debate, to shut off discussions. But I'm telling you, this is the Achilles heel of the Zionists, folks. It's the fact that they're really the equivalent of Nazis. And I'm not the only person that has made that correlation. It's blaring. But imagine what it's like to have 35,000 times the safe level of radiation pumped through your brain. And imagine being the doctors that did it with the seven machines over 10 years chronicling the data for the U.S. Defense Department. So people have trouble believing, even though one of the Israeli pilots has gone public, that Israel on purpose attacked the USS Liberty in 1967 in conjunction with the Pentagon and LBJ and McNamara. This is admitted now. Again, I've had the admirals on who took the call from LBJ. Don't help that ship. I want it going to the bottom. It's not the exact quote. That GD ship's going to the bottom. Turning those planes around. I've been talking a lot about that because it's just such an illustration of the cold-blooded nature. People have trouble believing Israel would bomb one of our ships and try to kill everybody to blame it, attack it for hours, couldn't get it sunk. Oh, you don't think they'd kill 130-something American sailors and Marines? Oh, but they admittedly radiate 100,000 children. I mean, that is incredible. Has the Aryan Nations ever, in America, imagine if they grabbed one Jewish child and radiated them. I mean, it'd be endless headlines, endless news, and it should. Can you imagine if the Aryan Nations or some other group like that, hypothetically, or if a black group grabbed a white person or if a white group grabbed a black person or any other group. I mean, how is Israel allowed to do this? Well, our own government did it, but more piecemeal all over the country, but that also racked up into the tens of thousands. But mainly here, they would take kids in state custody, orphanages, children who were mentally disabled. Yeah, they'd kill them. I mean, if that's even, you know, been in PBS documentaries. Imagine taking a little kid in, man, and just zapping them. Yep, I'm going to turn my guns in. I'm going to submit to the government. I'm going to do everything they say. I'm going to trust them. I love my government. My government's God. And being patriotic means not asking questions and worshiping the government. So being sarcastic, folks. This is why I'm boiling with anger. None of us are safe.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Should apologize. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I won't talk about how Israel radiated 100,000 of its own children, the majority of which died. I'm sorry. Radiating children is good. But of course, you know it's not good. You know when Jeffrey Dahmer grabs some 12-year-old off the street and takes him and tortures him, you know it's wrong. So why, when government does it to black men or Appalachian white kids, or Jewish children, why is it okay, you scumbags? I'm talking to you, government. Hey, I'm talking to you. Stop feeling sorry for yourselves. Stop acting like you're so good. Stop acting like you're giving us something. Stop acting like you're God. You're not God. You're dirty. You're shameful. You're pathetic. Let's play this clip. You haven't heard this in a while. Go ahead and roll it.
The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in St. Bernard Nursing Home. And every day she called him and said, "Are you coming, son? Is somebody coming?" And she said, "Yeah, Mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday." And she drowned it Friday night. She drowned it Friday night.
Mr. President.
Nobody's coming to get it. Nobody's coming to get it. The secretary has promised. Everybody's promised. They've had press conferences. I'm sick of the press conferences. For God's sakes,
okay.
Shut up and send us something.
Save us, government. Save us. No, all FEMA did was hold the police back and hold the firemen and the volunteers back. And they tried to deny that story was true, but it was true. And we all know it took them almost 5 full days to even get to the hospitals to allow the military and others to fly in with food and water to the hospitals. And so hundreds of people died in one hospital alone. Hundreds. Because of the bureaucracy, because FEMA had to have things break down first so they get even more funding. They cut police lines. They sabotage lines. They were jamming police communications as the hurricane came in. This was their big plan. And you know what? Everybody thinks they're, quote, bad now. And, oh, they screwed up. Let's punish them with double funding. Oh, I'm sorry I screwed up. Thanks for all the new funding and the big raises. Meanwhile, they're busy running around prosecuting a bunch of people who are culpable, but nothing compared to the godlike government. But again, the godlike government that is our authority, our official, our king. Now, America is the opposite. It was supposed to be, but not anymore. So you notice all the terms have changed. We're the civilians. They're the militarized government. Dozens subpoenaed in hospital desks. Louisiana Attorney General investigates fatalities after Katrina. Louisiana Attorney General's office subpoenaed 73 employees of Memorial Medical Center on Wednesday as part of its investigation of deaths at hospitals and nursing homes in New Orleans area during and after Hurricane Katrina. And they've already charged a bunch of people. And imagine, a lot of the hospital staff, in fact, most of them, and a lot of the nursing home staff, actually stayed there when there was no food, no water, except for tepid disease water up to their ankles, up to their knees in many cases. They stayed there and did take care of people, but others had children across town. They had to get back home. Things are flooding. I'm doing the night shift here at the local nursing home, and my kids are going to be waking up soon, and my husband's there. I got to go. Or I'm divorced, and my wife isn't home with the kids. My kids are teenagers. This is hypothetical, folks. Please, I don't have teenage kids. I'm talking about the cases I read about in the newspaper. And so they try to get back and take care of their teenage kids. Boom! You're charged with murder. Now, the police, though, will tell you, in all these court cases it's been stated, they don't have a compulsion to protect you. Quote, it's not their job. They're not liable when they don't show up for 20 minutes and you get gutted inside your house. You hear these weirdo domesticated slaves, these anti-gun people. I was on the web yesterday reading it. One thing was attacking me. How dare Alex Jones, be pro-gun? Why doesn't he just call the cops if he needs help with something? What's the national average? 12 minutes on a 911 call? The cops can't protect you, won't protect you. They try, but they don't have they're not liable to. But still, if you're going to be the authorities, the officials, then you're more culpable than anybody else. And really, it is the FEMA people. They need to be arrested. They need to serve time, hard time in a prison.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want you to image children 5 years of age to 10. They liked them really young because they couldn't then, with a lot of detail, describe it to their parents.
You're going for a checkup now. Your government loves you. This is something to help you, and loading them on the little bus and driving to the clinic and going in, and there's the doctor. Hi there, sweetie. We're here to just give you a little checkup here. Come right up here and lay down up on this table. This,
what's that?
Oh, that's just something to help you in case you've got any fungus growing here.
And then imagine walking over and getting behind the lead shielding and flipping the switch, and just pumping them full of it.
There, that'll help you.
Again, why did the Soviets, why did the Israelis, why did our government, why did the Nazis with Joseph Mengele do things like this? Well, really, it's about testing a cadre of your men. It is just about, it's like the torture. So they torture innocent people at Camp X-Ray and at Abu Ghraib and all these other camps around the world. Why do they torture innocent people? It is to create cadres, torture squads, bigger and bigger squads, which then you force multiply, and then you use the television and the media to brainwash the public that torture's good, and you sell the entire planet on torture being some new virtue. And now you see what's happened. until one day those of us against torture are bad. But I want you to just picture the little children in America, the little children in Israel, the little children. Picture the little children in Dr. Mengele's laboratory being sewn together, being given poisons. And then just tell me it's okay. But see, now you're going to engage in doublethink. Some of you support Israel no matter what they do, and our own government no matter what they do. So Mengele bad, Israel, U.S. good. Well, these aren't our governments, folks, and how dare you say they are. And that's why you can never trust government, never let it have power over you. That's why it's always got to be transparent. But since 1947, everything they do has been under total lock and key, under a blanket of secrecy, an iron curtain of news blackout. And they have been busy little bees behind the scenes just doing all manner of unspeakable evil. Folks, if they were radiating little babies, radiating little children, and they are damned to hell, don't you worry. Be assured of that. God will have his vengeance on these people while they're alive and after they're dead. Imagine what's going on today. Well, we know they're, especially in China, taking babies. They come to your house and the baby's 2 months old and you weren't allowed to have two kids and this is your third. They're really mad. They take the child. In the past, they drowned them right in front of the parents and let them keep the body. Now they just disappear them. And we know, there have been reports coming out. We know where they're going. They're keeping these children alive, and they're doing all manner of hell to them. Nice tissues to grow all sorts of things in. Lots of bioengineering. You think about the 50s, them microwaving hundreds of thousands of children, and you think about what they're doing today. And listen, I'm sorry if you don't want to hear this. I'm real sorry. You need to figure out what government is. It isn't reason. It's force. A dangerous servant and a fearful master. It is like fire. Of course, that evil George Washington said that. No wonder I have FEMA on tape saying he is an enemy. He is a terrorist. They actually tell cops this. It's so sick. And they're putting this whole police state in so they can have their way with us. They love it. They revel in it. They love giving black men syphilis and letting them die of it and spread it. They absolutely love microwaving children. They love radiating them. They loved it in 1968, one of the thousands of declassified admissions, releasing a bioweapon in the New York subway to the U.S. government. Deaths resulted. Details remain classified. Can you imagine being so cold-blooded that people are going to work, just going to work, you know, janitors and doctors and firefighters and policemen and school teachers, just getting on the subway in 1968 and releasing a bioweapon and then having your agents in the area hospitals to track how the people die when they come in a few days later. Well, the scientists and their lab coats say, well, we're doing this because we've got to study this. If it was to hit the entire U.S. in a Soviet attack, why, this would save hundreds of millions. So it may seem evil what we're doing, radiating these children and hitting the subway with biologicals, but the end justifies the means. Just like Dr. Delta Force, after you've made it through Rangers and then become a Green Beret, and then, or if you've made it up through into the SEAL teams, and or Marine Force Recon, and they select out of all these services. Now you've, say, out of 3 out of 100 making it in the testing, well, now you take 100 of those, and maybe 10 of those guys make it. And after you've been through all this, you're totally dedicated, you're totally focused. It's a pure form of mind control. Everything is riding on being a member of Delta Force. And they go, okay, here's your final exam. This is a big trade secret. They don't want you to know. Here's the final exam. Machiavelli's the prince. You got 3 hours to read it and 2 hours after that to write an essay on it. And guess what happens? If you agree with Machiavelli and, oh, yeah, killing innocent people for the greater good is good and manipulating and if you grasp that Joseph Mengele ideal, the ideal pushed and personified by Mr. Bowers in 24, you know, all these conditioning mechanisms. If you have graduated, you're one of us, But if you're the good guy, you know, the weak-minded good guy who could pass all the courses and do the 100 pull-ups and the stay awake for 4 days, you could do all that, but you washed out. Sorry. And at a lower level, it's the questionnaire. Will you fire on American citizens? During a total breakdown, when it's needed, of course, it's a pushy question, a leading question. And if you say yes, you're the 24% who are enlightened, you're going to be promoted. As for the other 76%, we got some nice vaccines for you, and we got some nice DU for you to breathe. We got a nice combat zone for you. And you heard General Karpinski on talking about, they weren't allowed to, the troops couldn't have the armored vehicles because the generals and people had to have them to ride around inside the bases. They were so cowardly. But it doesn't matter. Rush Limbaugh says they got plenty of armor. It's not true. So just don't believe all the troops writing letters home and the admissions. Just believe that big, fat, pill-popping beatnik. That big, fat bucket of slime. Just feel good and suck your thumb and think that worshiping the government, having a bunch of power of pride, stickers all over your car makes you a patriot. It doesn't make you a patriot. Having the courage to admit what we're facing makes you a patriot. All right, we're going to go to your calls here in a few minutes. Toll-free number to join us. It's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Our guest doesn't join us for about 50 minutes, and that's going to be Barry Hamish. To talk about, and he's written some of the biggest papers in Israel, radiating children. That's just a side issue, but very important. I'm going to have him on about that subject. Also how they murdered Yitzhak Rabin and who's really running Israel. The government actually wages war there against the Orthodox Jews, of course. They go around CPS grabbing their children, scooping them up, persecuting them, breaking up their families. You'll never hear that in our news. It's an actual hellhole, not just for the Palestinians, but for the Jews. And it's okay. A bunch of atheistic, Luciferian murderers run it. And if you criticize them for killing Jews, you're anti-Semitic. So I'm against killing Jews, and I'm anti-Semitic. So you gotta get your mind around the new doublethink, folks. It's a tall order. Very tall. Very tall order, but you can learn how to do it. Well, Myers has withdrawn her Supreme Court nomination. Big giver to Bill Clinton and Al Gore and everybody else in the Democratic Party, and openly anti-gun, the record's now showing. She was pro-abortion 7 years ago in statements, but now she's born-again Christian. And, they floated she's against abortion. If you believe that, I got a bridge I'll sell you on the moon, folks. And, it came out that she's basically left of Hillary Clinton, just like Roberts. It's like Gonzalez. Now it has come out. I'm sorry to have to announce to you, CBS News. It's not very well known, but he's sensible. He's for gun control. Oh, good. Oh, we're saved. And again, I'm liberal. I'm against gun control. I'm not for George W.'s. I'm for Roberts, real American. A man we can trust. The guy literally lives on a Hollywood stage. It's like Bush in his fake ranch, his little cowboy, playhouse or whatever. It's like one of those things you buy in the backyard for your kids. It's like a castle or a pirate ship or whatever. You know, it's basically like the cowboy set out there for Bush to run around in a cowboy hat. And he's admittedly scared to death of horses. That's admitted. Said they fought, said, where are the horses? And Bush said, I'm afraid of them. I'm afraid of horses. But I sure know how to talk like this. Everybody likes me. By the way, that's not how Texans talk, folks. So, at least old-line Texans. You got all these new ones going around who like to wear cowboy hats, and they try to talk more and more country. How you doing? I get really tired of it. All right, side issue. I'm all over the map today. We will be taking your calls in a minute at 1-800-259-9231. What do you think about this Myers thing? I'm sure whoever else they bring won't have a record that's publicly known, but as soon as you do some digging, you'll find out. It'll probably bring Jiang Zemin over here, former Chinese commie president, and that'll probably be our new Supreme Court justice. I mean, I shouldn't joke. We got Marcus Wolf, the former Stasi chief, helping run Homeland Security and consult, and Primakov, former head of the KGB general. I mean, again, I'm living in a Twilight Zone world, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we really are living in a Twilight Zone. And President Bush on Thursday, my point about Bush and the set was, it's the same thing with Roberts and those adopted kids. Myers withdraws Supreme Court nomination. President Bush on Thursday accepted the withdrawal of Supreme Court nominee Harriet Byers, according to a statement from White House. In her letter to the president, Myers said she was concerned that the confirmation process presents a burden for the White House and its staff, and it is not in the best interest of the country. The White House said Myers had withdrawn over concerns that senators wanted documents of privileged discussions between the president and his top lawyer. It is clear that senators would not be satisfied until they gained access to internal documents concerning advice provided during her tenure at the White House, disclosures that would undermine a president's ability to receive candid counsel. So that's just a reason to duck out, folks. And since when does Bush, you know, withdraw something as people don't like it? It's because there's a firestorm over as people learn more. But now we got an anti-gun Chief Justice. It's just like Bush 41 appointing an anti-gunner and Reagan and just all of it. It's just never going to stop. And then we hear how good Scalia and Rehnquist and Thomas are. They're not good. I mean, Scalia will vote against land grabbing, but then one of the others will vote for it. I mean, it's just they'll vote for asset forfeiture seizure. They'll vote that you. I mean, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the propaganda. I'm tired of hearing that the government's saving us and they're just so good. And everybody freaks out over these nominations. It doesn't matter who's in office at the presidential level. They're going to put pro-open border, anti-gun, pro-world government people in. Remember a few years ago where Republican appointees and Democratic appointees came out and said, oh, yes, in a flurry of interviews, oh, we believe we should follow the orders of foreign courts. Oh, actually, the Supreme Court isn't the highest court in the land. Oh, no, we follow the EU court and the UN court and African courts and Chinese courts, and that's where we get our... Yeah, where you don't even have juries, where you don't have due process. Well, that's our precedent now. The precedent that they have literally in communist China. I mean, they actually cited African courts and Chinese courts. Again, Twilight Zone. I mean, the cops are already now, I'm now hearing that the Second Amendment is a privilege, just like driving is a privilege. And just because they parrot it to themselves over and over again, they're told that, they actually start believing it. Well, let me give you the news. Almost 400 years ago, the first sheriff was set up in the United States. 500 plus years ago, they had sheriffs in England. You know, the sheriff of Nottingham. But the people would get together mutually for their defense because we're the boss. You understand that? We. You understand you're not the authority. You're not the official. You're not the boss. You understand? I know you don't like it, but you're going to hear it. You're not the boss. You're not the authority. I am. And when you take your uniform off, you're the boss. But when you got that uniform on, you're not the boss. You understand? Listen to me. Listen to me. You're not the boss. You understand that? And taking my rights away doesn't, you know, take care of me like I'm some big kid, you know, who's in a playpen or something, and you know, you got to keep me from eating a choking hazard or something. You're not my mommy. You're not my daddy. This nanny state government is not friendly. No, thank you. I don't want your genetically modified food. No, thank you. I don't care how many times you say mercury is nutritious on the news. We know it's not. No wearing black masks and sneaking around at night, kicking in doors, looking for drugs your bosses shipped in to begin with is not a good thing. No, 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 no. The government's doubled its growth rate in the last 5 years. We're losing all our freedoms. That's not good. That's not good for you. And so we set up the first sheriffs. And then sometimes you'd have a couple towns within a county, and so the city would get together and vote and hire a marshal. But the marshal, which is the root of the police chief, the marshal had to do what the county sheriff said, had to follow his rules of being a peace officer. And you know who the sheriff had to follow? The people. The people. That's right. We're the boss. I'm the authority, not you. You understand that, Mac? You got it? Good. Come back and take some calls.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Scott Hartman, who's running the show, his girlfriend's from Austin, Texas. He was reminding me about a story here locally that I'd forgotten about. Yeah, where the police union doesn't let them do background checks on the police. And the city manager had tried to get that done, but oh no, you don't do a background check on a god before we give him a job. And it has been confirmed in areas of the country that it's a written rule, unwritten to many others, that the police, you can't get hired if you have over 100 IQ. I mean, what's going on here? what's going on here? And I've got the Washington Times article where they're hiring aggravated felons who are illegal aliens. They instantly legalize them, let them out of prison, and let them join the military. So we're going to have not just a foreign military of foreigners, but they're going to be felons. So, I mean, exact thing, well, not exact, Hitler used Germans, but most of them were at criminal records. Stalin did the same thing. I guess that's good. That's freedom. You know, criminals being the police is freedom. We're going to take a few calls here. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. And I think that tonight's showing of my new film, The Order of Death, 45 minutes long. It is excellent, folks. I'm really proud of it. The history of the New World Order, Skull and Bones, Satanic Connection, the new video that an employee of Bohemian Grove shot this year, Inside the Owl, up-close video of the effigy. They burned the mock sacrifice. The tie-in to all the other big cults. And you got to see it. It's not even available yet on DVD or VHS. And then I'm going to show the new cut-down, remastered version of Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the original film. Total runtime of both films, 2 hours, 10 minutes, and I'll be there tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Alamo Cinema on South Lamar. And I believe online tickets have sold out. You might check. But as of last night, it was almost sold out. But what they do is they only sell 200 tickets via online, and then they leave like 20 or 30 for walk-ups. So if you walk up, or you know, you're driving by today, you might try to... And then always 15, 20 people don't show up who buy tickets. So normally we end up packing every seat with people that show up, and then they got to wait and see if the seats don't fill, and they don't. There's usually a few seats. And so really nobody ever gets turned away. It seems to always work out just right. So I'll see you down there tonight, 7 o'clock. Art in Washington, thank you for holding. Go ahead, Art.
Hi, Alex. I don't mean to change the subject on you, but I...
There is no subject. It's freedom.
Okay, I've been meaning to call about this. You know, my wife got ill, really ill, about 6 months ago, and she's been doing nothing but watching TBN almost 24 hours a day. You know, and I'll pass through the living room and hear this and hear that, and that's fine. And then lately now, I've been sitting and listening to some of this stuff that's being said in amazement, and I want to say it's not the whole station, it's just some preachers. And let me tell you, yesterday, and that's why I'm calling today, yesterday I finally heard them now, one of them, saying how we're going to have to put chips. We're going to have to get chips now because of all the fraud and the terrorism.
It's of the Lord.
And see, some of the pastors and preachers, you know, they're great.
You know, they re-air a lot of those shows. I'm going to hold you over. This is important. I've actually read news articles where different prominent preachers have said, to prove you're with the Lord, you must take it. It's a sign of the Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
Folks, that is end times. When the preachers are saying take the chip.
Oh, they're citing scripture after they're saying their crap about chips. And besides the chip thing, you know, like the whole Louisiana thing, you know, I mean...
Tell you what, stay there. Stay there, Art. No, I believe you. And we'll find out if you remember who it was or what show it was. I want a tape of that. I mean, I got Andy Rooney saying we all need to be forced to take chips to prove who's good. Then I had that police chief on of Bergen County, and he said he'd force us to take chips. I mean, these people are nuts.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.